This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in here. At Skype username lrn.fm, and you can bring up anything that you want. That is the point of Free Talk Live, though sometimes we try to stay away from the news of the day on Free Talk Live, just because sometimes the most interesting news is not what the news of the day is. On occasion, it is just so big, the news, that it can't be ignored, and of course that's the massive shooting that happened last night in Las Vegas at a country music concert, or technically 32 stories up, I believe, in a nearby hotel right by the, I guess, the stage of this country music concert. A man apparently rained down bullets on the crowd, killing at least 50, I think I saw reported today.
58 is the number that I've seen most recently.
With hundreds more injured as a result of this situation. And, boy, talk about a terrifying situation. I mean, I saw some of the video with just nonstop gunfire raining down on this this crowd of people. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
So when did you guys hear about what was going on out in Vegas?
Sometime today, I managed to slide by until probably somewhere around 10:30 this morning.
I heard about it last night. Will Coley and I were up. He spotted one of the headlines probably at around two in the morning. I'm not sure what time the shooting started, but man, apparently it is the worst mass shooting as far as casualties are concerned in U.S. history. And obviously, information is coming out about
that's a non-governmental mass shooting.
Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a good point. Information is coming out about the ostensible shooter here who apparently killed himself as police were closing in on him. What was it, 70-something minutes that it went on for before the police were able to do something about it?
I don't have information on that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's just so tragic when these things happen. And, of course, somebody else brought up, well, you know, what if somebody in the crowd had a gun? Well,
you need a rifle.
Right.
You need to be carrying a rifle to do anything about.
Right, because he was 32
stories up.
Yeah, this is counter sniper work.
A handgun's not going to get that far.
Nope.
Right, so even if the average person had been strapped in that crowd, then it wouldn't have done them much good if they could even determine where the gunfire was coming from. Which, you know, for some would probably be easier than others, people with combat experience or whatever. But, you know, people thought it was firecrackers at first.
Yeah, people were having a very difficult time figuring out where the gunfire was coming from. Yeah. I would imagine quite a few of these people were injured in sort of the rush, you know, the riot.
And I think it's important to point out, look, just because a gun wouldn't have helped you in this situation doesn't mean that it's still not a useful thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
So there are accidents in which wearing a seatbelt, you're still going to die.
That's true.
That doesn't mean seatbelts are bad.
Sometimes wearing the seatbelt will be the reason why you die.
Well, right, accidents. And that's never true of a gun, but
yeah.
Usually, you know, seatbelts are helpful.
So, all of us on this show support the right to defend yourself with whatever weapon it is that you feel is the most useful for you, whether it be a gun or a knife or throwing stars or just your
bare
hands.
Maybe not a nuke, but any civilian-grade weapon.
Yeah, nuclear weapons aren't really a defensive weapon.
Well, there's a pretty extensive debate on that, so.
Well, if other people have nuclear weapons, then it makes the person who might be willing to fire one less likely to do that. But as far as defending yourself against an attacker, it is not a person with a gun.
Yeah, it's not a personal level
yeah.
weapon.
It's really difficult.
You're going to hurt
innocent
people.
To kill an aggressor
right.
with a nuke.
Right. The idea
well, right,
of defending
which is why
yourself is,
I wouldn't necessarily say it as broadly as any weapon like the Fourth Amendment does. But
the Fourth Amendment?
The Sorry, the Second Amendment.
Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying. To me, a weapon is something that, you know, you can actually effectively wield against an attacker that does not kill innocent people who are in the, you know, the nearby vicinity. A defensive weapon.
And maybe that's what most people think of when they think of weapons, but I don't know. I get into weird debates with people, and so...
So if you are, you know, wildly shooting at somebody who, if you have one attacker and you wildly shoot innocent people in the process of the, trying to defend yourself against the attacker, you are responsible for the deaths of those people. Unfortunately, the police generally won't be found responsible if they do that sort of thing. If they wildly shoot and kill innocent people in a shootout with an attacker, then the police will generally be completely, you know, exonerated from any kind of responsibility. But I think that you should be responsible for knowing where you're pointing your weapon and making sure your target is actually a bad guy. Unfortunately, in this particular situation, it would have been very hard for anyone at all out there to respond in a meaningful way to this killer.
Unless somebody was up on the balcony where he was and happened to be walking by and he's probably looking down and, you know, they could have capped him and that would have been fine. But...
Certainly. Or hotel security maybe would have been able to ascertain where he was and reach his location quicker, perhaps, than the police did.
It's got to be difficult, you know, sort of picking out, like, let's count the floors. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, I mean.
While bullets are flying at
you. Yeah, I mean, this is really well executed. You know, I'm not trying to compliment the guy or anything like that, but this was difficult. It wasn't easy.
Yeah, and there's, you know, obviously information coming out about the shooter at this point. I've heard rumors, I don't know if it's true, I'd like to see some verification for this, that he was a Bernie supporter, but I don't know if that's true or if it really matters. The people who support gun control are going to call for gun control, and the people who support freedom to defend yourself are going to point out that, well, yes, this is a tragic, horrible incident, but there are also probably millions of incidents every year where carrying a gun can stop violence from happening. It can stop it from ever occurring in some cases, like open carry, could very well convince a criminal who wants to commit some sort of violence or robbery to not do that, given that he knows that there are people open carrying in the area. Or, generally, if the person knows that carrying a gun is legal, like it is here in New Hampshire, they may choose to go ahead and rob somewhere else where it's not legal, where they know that they're less likely to be opposed by innocent people who are armed up and ready to defend themselves and the other members of the public.
We've seen statistics where home invasions are lower in neighborhoods where people you know, keep weapons. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean burglaries are lower, but home invasions you know, are lower in those particular areas. You can attribute that to whatever you want, but you know, it might very well be criminals who are like, yeah, I'm not robbing that neighborhood.
Or all the countless times that don't go reported, because you can only report on information that's been given, but how about all the times where people were able to stop, let's say, a robbery from occurring in person by showing a gun? They didn't have to shoot the guy, but they just managed to stop the robbery from happening by just the display of the weapon or pulling, brandishing the weapon, and that stops it. You don't want to spend your time going to the police to tell them about that. You just want to go on with your life. Right?
Yeah, that would be a bad plan. If you didn't have to pull the trigger, you probably don't have to talk to the cops.
Right. So you just want to.
There's like tons of witnesses.
You just want to put it to bed. Go on with your life. So you know those are uncountable. So it's hard to really measure how effective it is to have guns being legal for people to use to defend themselves. But there are ways you can measure the counted reactions in situations and. And there's a lot of people who get helped by guns out there. There's not really anything you can say here besides this is a senseless act of violence by a crazy man. Well, and whenever you have crazy people, they're going to do things that are out of the ordinary. And in this case, ostensibly legal, by the way. He did allegedly pick up these guns through legal channels and wasn't in any way prevented from doing that. But even if it was illegal to get them for him, he could have acquired them anyway through robbing people or whatever, or just knowing the right people. There's nothing, no amount of regulation, no amount of controls, it's ever going to stop this kind of thing.
No, not stop it, but I mean, there are countries in the world where basically owning guns is completely illegal, and that's essentially what we're going to be proffered as a solution here, because that would be the only solution.
And then presumably. Those countries, you get stabbed to death instead.
Yep.
Well, the argument would
be... You're still just as dead.
The argument would be you wouldn't be able to stab 50 people to death in a situation like that. If you want to share your thoughts, and you guys can respond to that coming up here, 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the rescue dog is Happy the healthy dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the the radio here. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. You want to get involved in Bitcoin mining? Well, head over to pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the cost. Constant equipment upgrades and maintenance, the hassles of having to figure out how to mine if you've never done it before. It's pretty complicated. You can have the professionals do it for you, like Mark and I do, over at pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. Their website is super easy to use, and you can calculate what you'll be making on the site with their easy-to-use calculator at pool.bitcoin.com. That's pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts about anything. We go to Dave to start things out here on Skype. Dave, where are you calling from tonight?
Hey, just calling from New Hampshire.
Okay, great. What's on your mind?
Well, I had some updates for you with regard to the situation with NHExit.
Oh, okay, the New Hampshire secession movement, basically. You all right there? It sounds like you're crumbling papers.
Yeah, sorry, it's complicated. It's the first time I've used Skype, and I'm having some issues, but it's good to be on Skype.
You sound good otherwise. Besides all the rustling papers, you sound great.
I've stopped the crumpling. Other than that, good.
Excellent. All right, so tell me about what's going on with NHExit.
Well, we were, denounced by the Speaker of the House the other day.
Really?
Yes, yes. That's right. Jasper.
Tell me about that, because I'd heard something about this Speaker of the House attacking Free Staters, which are people who are part of a larger New Hampshire freedom migration, people who are libertarian types that have migrated here to New Hampshire to be around other libertarians. I heard he had attacked Free Staters. He also, was it in the same time frame that he attacked the secession movement?
Yes. What he said was that, when WMUR questioned him about this, and this was, his denunciation of NHExit was reported in WMUR. But what brought it about was pretty complicated. He was having sort of a squabble with Tammy Simmons and I think some members of the Manchester Republican Committee and J.R. Hole, maybe later. He was a state rep. But basically, he had said something against Free Staters, and then somewhere in there he talked about Free Staters who wanted to leave the union, and he was against secession, and WMUR said he was referring to NHExit. Now I don't have the I don't have the exact quote from him about NHExit, but there apparently was one.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I mean, if you've got somebody in as high level of a position as Speaker of the House attacking you, then that to me is a success story. That says that you're worth being talked about, which to me, I mean, NHExit is nowhere near the strength of some of the other secession movements out there. I mean, I would love to see a sign holding or something like that, a protest that can turn out more than a dozen people for NHExit. I don't think we've seen that yet. But, you've got over in Catalonia tens of thousands of people in the streets over there. So the hunger for secession isn't even very strong, and he's attacking it. So I would say that that's a win. You don't take flack unless you're over the target, as they say. But we've got a long ways to go. That said, Dave, and by the way, this is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com calling us. We've seen a lot of positive response from folks that we've handed out flyers to about New Hampshire independence, wherever it is. Maybe, for instance, we were at the Cannabis Freedom Festival last month, or actually back in late August, and got very positive responses from people there. Melanie, you and I, we've handed out flyers outside of a baseball game near Independence Day here in Keene. I've done flyering at the county fair, and it doesn't matter.
In the post office, I've always either gotten positive or people kind of questioning it. They just hadn't thought about it before.
Sure. And they like it.
Yeah, I've never gotten negative feedback for that.
Yeah, most people like it. If there's any kind of objection, it's the fear of the federal government. But that's just
Generally what people like about the United States government is flags, eagles, and red, white, and blue. And pretty much after that, that's it. They like the military, guys and gals. There's that. But pretty much everything else, no, not so much.
And the only objections I've ever got for secession
Secession
from people kind of just walking by was, well, don't you think the U.S. would then bomb us, basically. Yeah. And if that's your only reason for staying in a group, kind of tells you that
that's
it's
reason.
Not a good group to,
right.
It's like when, you know, women say, well, I can't leave because they'll kill me. It's like, well, then maybe this is a good person to leave.
Yeah, that's all the better reason to leave if you believe that the United States government is going to bomb you if you try.
Dave, your thoughts? How do we take this to the next level? I mean, obviously they're running scared at this point.
Well, first, can you see anything?
Oh, I didn't allow the video because we're not doing we don't have the ability right now to put your video stream on our video stream. We have that capability technically, but it's not in use at the moment. So, just to maximize the audio quality, go ahead.
Well, actually, it was more of a thought. It may be a little unrelated to your question just now, but one significant thing was that, you know, there's the sort of the Dennis Goddards and the other sort of anti-activity people in New Hampshire that want to criticize, you know, like pretty much any time anyone does half of the things that you could possibly do, mm-hmm. they want to denounce it, say you should do something else or whatnot.
Well, just block those people and move on. That's what I did.
Yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is that, like, those folks have not been... I haven't received any kind of negative feedback. Like, no one has been saying, oh my gosh, you know, your secession thing is making it harder to be a free stater. I'm not getting any of that kind of talk. You know, everybody's been pretty supportive, or they haven't had any anti-activity statements to make.
Okay. Well, that's
and
nice.
I think that's significant.
I don't think it's significant at all. I mean, maybe they just got busy doing something else and, you know, hating on other things.
No, I mean, if Jasper's throwing stones at you, you're doing the right thing as far as the people that are active in the political process feel.
I beg your pardon, Mark?
I said if Jasper's throwing stones at you, the Republican head of the House in the state of New Hampshire, then basically, you know, most of the politicos in New Hampshire are going to believe that you're doing something right, because this guy is the enemy.
Yeah, the Republicans cannot stand this Republican leader of the House, so, right?
Gotcha. Well, to me, it's not significant what those people do, because most of the time they complain, and if they've just decided to not complain about something, I consider that less than significant. I mean, there's the people out there who are the doers, and then there's the complainers. And some of the complainers are doers some of the time. I just wish they would spend more of their time doing rather than complaining.
Well, I mean, Dennis bitched at me because I questioned allegedly libertarian legislator for... supporting Medicaid expansion. And for just asking the question, why would you do this, even kind of leaving the possibility of, well, maybe you had a reason, I'd like to hear it.
Well, you're a problem, Melanie. You lived in Keene. You can take the activist out of Keene, but you can't take the Keene out of the activist.
Well, yeah, but this was when I was living in Keene. But yeah, so it's like, I mean, that's just not worth your time. Block, move on. Like,
not about it. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. And keep us up to date as the New Hampshire secession movement continues to develop. We need that. We need it really badly, sooner rather than later. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, if you want to join us on Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Whether you want to talk about the mass shooting out in Vegas last night, late last night, or secession, or whatever is on your mind, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And tonight with you, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, you can join Dash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, unlike Bitcoin sometimes, and the transactions are quick, also unlike Bitcoin, and they can even be confirmed instantly. Try that with your Bitcoin. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world,
Bitcoin,
anytime. For just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. So we continue with your calls and thoughts. Stefan in Ohio on Skype. Hello, Stefan.
I'd like to talk about the shooting in Las Vegas.
Yes, a continuous shooting for quite a long time, apparently.
The first thing I'd like to say is I don't appreciate how so soon afterwards people are already using it to take pop shots at each other. A lot of the leftists are using it, you know. I've seen comments like, oh, this is white terrorism at its finest, and, you know, I've seen a lot of comments about gun control and a lot of mean comments on the right wing as well. I'd like to see that stop. But I'd like to say something maybe possibly controversial. I don't believe for a minute that the guy in the hotel was alone. I really don't.
Why?
He was 4 football fields away, 32 stories up, with a fully automatic weapon by the sounds of it, in a window. I don't believe he could shoot that accurately, because the shot pattern would probably be several feet.
Shooting accurately?
He wasn't
shooting accurately,
he was kind of just spraying.
Yeah, I think it was an automatic weapon and into a very tightly packed crowd.
Yeah, he was at a country music concert for a very popular country musician at, Mark, you said at a multi-day concert.
This place was probably
packed.
Yeah, if he was shooting accurately, he'd have killed a lot more than 60 people.
Well, yeah, you're not going to be shooting accurately from a machine gun 32 stories up. All you can do, you know, at that distance at night is spray a crowd. I mean, that's, in my understanding, pretty much his only option. If he had a rifle and was, you know, had a sniper rifle or something like that, then he would be trying to shoot accurately. But this guy was going for a massive amount of killing, and that is what he achieved.
Well, also from some of the footage I had seen, the rate of fire seemed very continuous. I don't think that he had
They have belt-fed machine guns, you know.
Well, if it was an automatic weapon, then that's what you would expect.
Where did you hear about belt-fed machine guns? Because this I had not heard.
Oh, I don't claim to know what weapons he had up there. I was just telling you such things exist, and you can certainly acquire them in Nevada.
You can acquire a belt-fed machine gun in Nevada? Those weren't even in general civilian circulation, ever.
He wasn't using a civilian-circulated gun, likely. He was using a machine gun. The average civilian does not have that, or some sort of modified thing. They also have drums. Drums full of ammunition that you can hook up to guns.
Yeah, it wouldn't take much to pop off a drum, pop another one back in. I mean, I wouldn't doubt for a second that a civilian can get a hold of a 100-round drum.
Yeah, I mean, there's to me.
Yeah, I mean, I could go buy one right now.
That
It'll
makes
be
more
in my
sense.
House.
The drum would make a lot more sense. I just said I don't think he was using a standard magazine because he would have had to reload far more frequently.
Yeah, he went up there with the intention of spraying a crowd continuously, so he prepared himself for that and brought along probably multiple drums of ammunition or just a buttload of belt-fed ammunition or something like that. There are certainly options, and just because he was firing rapidly doesn't mean that. And continuously doesn't mean that he had somebody up there handing him things.
Yeah, and another thing I had heard, in the beginning of the shooting, before anybody really knew anything about it, like when the headlines were first coming out, not even an hour after the attack, we were already hearing the same garbage about, oh, if only there had been a good guy with a gun there. Like, that was thrown out in less than an hour before we knew all the details. So
understand why people wish they had a gun if somebody's shooting at them, but in this circumstance, it wouldn't work. I mean, it would have if there was a guy on the same floor
of the hotel.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, how would
what,
you
gonna
know that it was...
pull a Dragunov out your trunk?
No.
If somebody was on the same floor of the hotel, they could have probably busted in there and shot the guy while he was shooting out the window.
Potentially, but nobody would know exactly what was going on in that room.
Okay, if I'm at a hotel and I'm walking down the balcony, whatever it's called, hallway, and there's a guy spraying onto a concert 32 floors below, I'm offing the guy.
Yeah, you don't have to know anything about that circumstance.
Yeah, I don't. There's nothing to know. Right. I'm offing the guy.
You know, in a situation where you come up on a bar fight, you don't know which person struck first
or whatever.
But in this circumstance, there's no doubt that this person is committing a mass atrocity, and you don't need to really question, oh, is this just a scene in a movie or, you know, what?
Melanie, that just sounds ridiculous. So you hear a guy with a machine gun inside of his room, and you might have,
He's not inside of his room. He's on the balcony.
There is no balcony. He broke out the window.
He's peeking
out
of the room.
Yeah,
but still, why is that absurd to you? I mean, that's what people who are willing to defend the lives of others do, is they step into action.
I'm just saying that's not going to be a very successful strategy. He's going to hear you kick. He's going to hear
you. How do
you
know that? He's got a bunch of gunfire in his ears. I mean, he's probably not hearing much of anything.
Yeah, he's shooting an automatic weapon. He's not hearing anything.
Yeah, he's focused on that crowd. He's focused on delivering hot lead into an innocent crowd of people. Well, and there's a good chance he's not going to notice anything about somebody busting into the room behind him. But either way, risk is involved in taking these actions.
Stephen's frustrated with people talking about what they would do and how to handle this and how to fix this shortly thereafter. And I tend to agree with him. We don't know what happened. And so in order to fix this, we can't, I mean, you know.
Well, we do know some of what happened.
Exactly which farm animal escaped in order for me to close the barn door. At this point, we don't know.
We know a lot about what happened. There was a man shooting out of a window from a hotel in Vegas. Something could have been done if more people were armed. I believe that.
I tend to think not. But this isn't one of those instances where being armed is.
I thought he was in the hallway and it was like a multi-level thing. If he was outside, that makes it a lot more.
He was, I believe,
difficult.
Inside his hotel room, busted out the window, used some sort of hammer-like device to bust out the window, and then, you know, hefted whatever machine gun he was using and started firing.
Okay, well, that makes it more difficult to get a clean shot.
You're going to need a drone.
No, but it wouldn't make it that difficult if somebody busted in the door of his hotel.
Yeah, but then you'd have to figure out what.
You'd have to figure out what room he was
in,
sure. But, okay. And it's going to be pretty obvious he's in one or the other or something, right? Like, it's going to be loud if you're on that level of the hotel.
It's clear to me that this was a very well-coordinated event. ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack at first.
ISIS always claims responsibility for stuff.
My coffee pot could explode and they would claim responsibility. This is ISIS we're talking
about. I saw a meme
where
somebody dropped a burrito and ISIS claimed responsibility.
Stefan, I get that you're frustrated, but it's, you know, these are predictable things. People are going to say the same things every time somebody is shooting another person. There always are going to be the people who want gun control, and then there's always going to be those people who say, well, more guns would have actually helped in this situation. And I tend to be on the side of those who say more guns would have helped in this situation. Not for the people on the ground, because they wouldn't have been able to do anything meaningful, but people in the hotel certainly could have.
Oh, for sure, and that's exactly how the police would have responded if the guy hadn't been a cowardice and killed himself in his room. But
the police responded many, 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 many minutes later, and who knows how long it took them to even get to the scene and, you know, figure out what was going on. All of this is hindsight is 20/20. In that moment, anything's possible, and it must have been an insane, crazy, terrifying circumstance, and it's tragic. Thank you for the call, Stefan.
Yep.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. If you want to tell us more about what you may have learned today about the Vegas shooting, the biggest one apparently in American history as far as the body count is concerned. It's Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquid Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Dog-O-Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. You can bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. An absolutely horrifying, terrifying attack on a crowd of people last night in Vegas had occurred, and it is now being considered the most violent, the most deadly attack, not committed by a government, to happen on American soil in history. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. By the way, with you tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
And this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. That's where we're going next. Then coming up, we'll tell you about some other terrifying attacks. These being done by young boys in the Middle East on behalf of ISIS, who has claimed responsibility for the attack out in Vegas, but then again, they'll do that for pretty much any act of violence.
I got a hangnail. I wonder if they'll claim responsibility for that.
Let's talk to Ricky first, though, in Philly or wherever. Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I don't think you were attempted to insult me there, Brother Ian, but that would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Believe it or not, Philly's part of that. Makes you wonder these days, you know?
No, I heard Philly wanted to secede from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they're fools. That's okay. I understand.
What were you calling about tonight?
Tonight a little something different. I wanted to talk about censorship. I wanted to talk about free speech, if I could, with you, Brother Ian.
All right. Go ahead.
Well, first off, I wanted to ask a question, a simple one. Has anybody ever called in from any kind of stations or anything like that, putting in any kind of complaints when it came to Ricky from the Commonwealth?
Complaints about you?
Sometimes on the AMP group, people will talk about you being perhaps unhinged.
Yeah, some people like you, some people don't like you. I mean,
that doesn't mean they don't want you to call in. They just think you're unhinged.
I got a sense of humor, you know that.
Yeah, I'm not claiming
that. Well, but just because Mark knows it doesn't mean everybody on the internet knows it.
Why are you concerned about whether or not people are calling complaining about you? I mean, it's inevitable.
I'm concerned about stations because I remember we had a discussion the one night, and that's what this is going to be about.
Hold on. Are you asking if radio stations call to complain, or are you asking if listeners call the radio stations to complain?
Right.
No, that's not a right. That's a dual sort of pronged question. I want to know what you're asking about. Who are you asking has complained?
Radio stations. Have any stations or affiliates ever called and complained about yours truly? Yes or no?
No. No radio program director is paying that much attention, I suspect, to Free Talk Live. These guys are busy guys. They have a whole station or more than one station usually that they have to tend to and take care of. And, of course, we're usually on at night, which is frequently after the program director has gone to bed, or not bed, but gone home. That doesn't mean they're not still listening, but, you know, they also have families and everything like that. So maybe some of them know who you are, but I bet most of our program directors don't even know who you are.
That's actually good, because here's why I even asked. Because I remember it was the discussion that we had the one night we started to about I was a little troubled, because when I'm out and about and I'm talking to people, I have that free speech, and I'm always appropriate. I'm not here to insult people. I mean, that's not what I'm here for, slander people or upset people, you know. And my concern, here's my biggest concern of all when it comes to not only myself, but yourself, because you've got, you know, you got LRN and you got affiliates and these other things, you know. And me, I'm a guy, you know. And what I'm concerned about is the discussion concerning that word. Now, you told me that some people, the word I can't say on radio.
Well, there's a few of those. What's the first letter of that word?
I believe it would start with an N.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't use that word.
Yeah, you can't use that word. What about it?
Well, in proper context, I understand your end of why some may be upset about that, and others may not. But in proper context, you know, when it comes to education or trying to understand things, you know, I'm looking at the reason why some may be upset, like Philly. There are people in Philly may be upset about it. When it comes to the rest of the Commonwealth, they may not be. And the reality is, I've been involved in civil rights in one way or another going on 30 years. I think I understand.
Are you complaining because you can't say the N-word on the radio? Is that what this is all about?
Well, it ain't just that. It goes along a lot of things. I got to watch myself. I really do, and I feel self-conscious when I talk. That's one of my big problems. I'm doing actually pretty good tonight, ironically. But I get very self-conscious when I go on the air because, not that it's me, it's because these other people. I don't want to hurt you, Ian. I don't want to hurt LRN or anything.
The things that you say aren't going to hurt us. It's okay. You don't have to worry about it. If you make a mistake and you say something you're not supposed to, we'll have to drop your call, and then we'll hit what we call in the business a dump button, which will make sure that nobody on the radio that's listening will be able to hear the N-word if you were to actually say it, or the F-word, or the S-word, or some of the other words, the C-word, perhaps, that you're generally...
Oh, I never use that word ever.
Okay. Well, then you don't have a problem. You don't really have anything to worry about. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Strange call, but then again, they usually are. For
See, and he called in and said originally that he was going to talk about censorship and free speech. And for FCC purposes, yes, that is censorship, although you wouldn't allow that particular word anyway.
Right, it's not
so
an FCC prohibited.
It's effectively not censorship.
Well, right, it's not censorship because it's not the government that's doing it in the case of the N-word. That's just generally a no-no as far as polite society.
Right, but even when he's walking around, like, that's not censorship, he's afraid of how people are going to react. The First Amendment, free speech, whatever you want to call it, does not give you the right to say anything without consequence.
Sure.
It gives you the right to not have the government punish you for what you say, which does make the FCC a violation of the First Amendment, but that doesn't mean you could just walk around saying whatever and nobody's allowed to have an opinion on that.
Well, people are going to have opinions, but I think that, you know, the consequences can sometimes be somebody will punch you or do something violent if you say something that they don't like, and I think that that's what some people are maybe afraid of. Now,
No, that's still not a free speech issue. That's still a assault and battery issue.
Right. People shouldn't behave in that way, but there are no guarantees, and the government can't protect you from those consequences of your free speech. If you say something that somebody else doesn't like and they haul off and punch you, the government may be able to arrest them later, but ultimately they're not there to stop that from happening in the first place.
Yeah.
So there are risks involved.
So I've heard songs on the radio that, you know, have the N-word in them. And
really? They played them uncensored?
Yeah. It's, you know, usually it goes by quickly. Mm. You have to kind of know it's there, but, you know, it's there.
Okay. What's the point of that? What are you?
I'm just saying that we were saying that it's not FCC. You were saying that it wasn't FCC censored, and I believe that it's not FCC.
That's correct. Yeah, it is not. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. And I think that we, you know, should abolish the FCC. I think the FCC should disappear completely from the earth. I think that would be wonderful.
Isn't so we could use the N-word, though.
No. No, in fact, we probably wouldn't change much about how we behave on the air.
This is the standard that our stations hold, and I think they should.
I don't know if I think that they should. I would like to see a variety of options on the air, but I understand why broadcast stations do hold this opinion, and that's because they want to maximize the amount of revenue that they can get from the various different advertisers out there. And if they are, it's controversial. Talk radio is considered to be controversial, offensive content, period. Whether or not certain words are being said, the ideas that are being propagated on talk radio tend to only appeal to a small sliver of the population, those who are, one, interested in listening to talk radio, and two, those who are interested in listening to the specific viewpoints being presented. So you're always going to be whittling down the options as far as who can listen to those things. And so by saying profane things, you're whittling that category down even further. So you now have to accept the people who want to hear talk radio, who aren't offended by the ideas, or at least willing to listen to the ideas, and who aren't offended by the profanity. And I don't think most talk stations would want to go there. But I think
that's
that
my point.
It should be free to.
You can do a show for more people. Most of the people that for whom you would do the show, by the words that you leave out, the word you know not supposed to use, most of those people can still, you know, are still going to be willing to listen to this show, whether those words are present or not. If those words are present, however, some people who are willing to listen will cease to be to listen. So, you know, in the Venn diagram of things, I support the stations choosing not to use what those terms are, whether those terms are offensive for racial reasons or sexual reasons or scatological reasons or whatever the reasons might be.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Since we've been talking about ISIS, I've had a story in my show prep for a little bit now that I've been meaning to share. We just haven't gotten around to it, so this is a perfect opportunity, about their new spokesperson, a 10-year-old American boy. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us on the radio. Hour number two is coming up. Plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.